This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hopes for a first wave of coronavirus vaccinations before the end of 2020 received a boost as another drug maker says it's ready to ask you European regulators to allow emergency vaccine. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Moderna is asking regulators to license the use of its vaccine as new study results confirm the tests offer strong protection. Moderna's vaccine has been created with the National Institutes of Health. Results from over the weekend suggest the vaccine is more than 94% effective. Moderna says the shot's effectiveness and a good set by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use before the final stage testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agrees Moderna's product is and effective, could be given to millions of people by the middle of December. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is continuing a push toward diversity as he rolls out administration appointments. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Biden's announcing his senior economic team, highlighted by former Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who will be the nation's first treasurer. He handed the author budget. She would be the first woman of color in that post, as would Cecilia, the White House by counsel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To learn more about Mr. Biden's for his administration, or for more on transition, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the Tigray region's dissident west of the capital,
Trump and Abiy Ahmed praised the troops in Ethiopia's parliament on Monday for their victory in the country's northern Tigray region, even as the forces he claims to have defeated said they were still fighting to capture Tigray's capital Mekelle at the weekend, prompting a declaration that a military operation in the region was completed. Abiy said they'd carried out a special surgery in Mekelle and not but in a conflict where information has been difficult to verify, the rebellious Tigrayan people's says Mekelle suffered heavy bombardment. It also says the war is far from over.
A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remove military.
The remark from the Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack.
Opinion warning each other, time is running out deal, with big differences to be bridged on state aid, enforcement, fishing. Lee first, when a transition period of informal membership ends, following its formal departure last year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it would be preferable, but that Britain will flourish without one. Merriam-Webster has announced its annual work.
Well, at large for Merriam-Webster says the choice of pandemic probably is not. Is it a technical term for a widespread outbreak of disease? But it's become a mainstream word in 2020. Pandemic first began trending online in January. It really took off in March after the World Health Organization declared virus as a pandemic. Pandemic that day alone were 115,806% higher than those for the same date a year ago. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And via remote from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.